I want to thank Reb Shmuley and Reb Ruvain for hosting this event and for all the people that had a yad in being the sadarit. Shkoyach to everybody for coming to join. The inyan for today is inyan adiyoyma, and hopefully could be a tayalis lamaisa also. We're holding before Yom Kippur, and everybody knows, says in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, it comes from the Mishnayis, that Aveira Shabinadim Lamakam, a person could do tshuva, and then tshuva, or together with Yom Kippur, you get a kapara, a mechila, a slicha. But in the category of Binadim Lachaveira Aveiris, tshuva and Yom Kippur don't bring a mechila, until you mevakish mechila in Meratzes Chaveira. Appears in Mishnayis twice in Shas and Baba Kama, Tzadi Beis, and in Yuma, Pehele Beis. The Gemara Darshan, the Mishnayis Darshan from different psukim. So the basic question is, and I've been trying to get down to the bottom of this for a few years, I've made a survey this past Rosh Hashanah, since I decided maybe I'll talk about it here. I made a survey, I asked many Talmidei Chachamim about this, and the opinions were, they range from one end of the spectrum to the other. When we say that in order to get your kapara, you need first to be mevakesh mechila, to be meratzes chaveri, what exactly does that mean? One thing I think is pashat that it doesn't mean, let's say someone was mevayesh as chaveroi, and his chaveri was terribly insulted and disgraced, he was embarrassed. So it doesn't mean that in order for him to be moichel you, he has to not be embarrassed anymore. He could still be in pain, feeling pain from it. He could be losing sleep over it. But he could be moichel you. That, I think, is pashut. L'nitna teru malachi ashar. So if a person was embarrassed, the objective is not that he shouldn't feel the tsar or the boishas anymore, but that he has to be moichel you. You have to get his mechila. But what does mechila mean? Does it mean that the person has to get rid of the hard feelings that he has towards you, of the anger or the sinna, the personal feelings, hard feelings that he has towards you? He could still be hurt from the tzar, he could be embarrassed, but he got rid of the hard feelings towards you. He was meisir, the sinna miliboy. And without that, it's not a mechila? Or could it even be that Itaka is still upset at you and he really doesn't like you anymore? He's angry at you. But afal pikin, there's a concept that he could be moichel you. And what would it mean that you're moichel him if you're still angry at him? What it means is like this. When a person is paigim and someone else is covered, or he does some kind of other chait of bein adam al-chaveri. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who ki imcha haslicha, he's the ultimate soleach, but if you were paigim and bein adam al-chaveri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the chaveroi, the nela, the one who you insulted, who you hurt, he has a right. He has a schus tviya towards you, and he has the kayach. He has the right to be ma'akiv, to, like, so to speak, put a hold on your kapara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mechaper or be selech you until he is mevater, until he releases his hold, his schus tviya on you. By you insulting him, that gave him a schus. That the Eibishter gives him a schus. He has a schus. He has a right to hold back your kapara. He has a tviya, a schus tviya on you. And mechila means that he doesn't want you to be nenash. As long as there's a schus tviya on you and he has a hold on your kapara, you could be nenash because of him. A person could be mevater and release his claims, his tviyas, and his hold on your kapara, despite the fact that he's still angry at you, perhaps. So I've been asking many Talmidei Chachamim, what's their opinion about this? And mamish deinom and akatzel akatzel, people hold very strongly each way. Now, perhaps you need both also. That could also be. It could be you have to get rid of the hard feelings and you need to be moichel. You need to release the claim. It could be one without the other is not enough. It could be it's a two-part process. You have to rid yourself of the sinna, shebelibcha, and then go ahead and release this chus to your hold on his kapar. May both be necessary. And it's an afkmina of night and day. How easy is it for someone to be moichel his friend? If all you need to do is release the schus that you have to be an activist kapara, it's like similar to mechilas chayiv mamon. Guy owes you money. He's not paying. You're meichlin. So you have a schus to be an activist kapara. You have a schus to, you have a hold on his kapara and you could release it. It's like a lamdash, it's like a chalois din mechila. You could still be bitter, you could still be angry, but afal pi kan, you release your hold, you release your schus tviya, and now he could get the kapara min hashamayim despite the fact that you're angry. Then it's very easy. I mean, which good yid wouldn't do that easily, do that happily for his friend. But if it means you have to really get rid of the hard feelings, get rid of the sin, or get rid of the angry feelings, it's really a avoda kasha. It's not pasha. A person who disgraced you, embarrassed you, barabu, to get to that point is to shvara avoda.
So a person is not meichel, that's a problem. If it's based on bad feelings, then it shouldn't be. Then if you can't do it, you can't do it.
It's okay, but maybe it's incumbent upon you to work on it. Go learn Mesilas Yesharim. You know, they say a story. It's a famous story about Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian from the Grace of Bali Musar, that someone once did something wrong to him, and he came to ask Mechila, and Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian said, "Come back in 2 weeks." Came back in 2 weeks, and Rabbi Lapian said, "Now, after learning Musar and working on myself for 2 weeks, I got to a point where I'm ready to be Mechila, but beforehand I couldn't do it." So from that, it would seem that, you know, at least first glance, it would seem that Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, you know, he took the more Chamerdika view over here, the Chamerdika approach, that Mechila means you have to get rid of the hard feelings, and that takes 2 weeks of Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian's Musar. I mean, for us, it would take maybe a year's worth of Musar, but perhaps that's what's required. Now, it could even be that there's different mashmoyis in Mishnayis about this. In the Mishnah Bava Kama, which is talking about Metshuva in general, it says, if you're Chayvel B'chaveri, even though you pay the Chamisha Dvarim already, but nevertheless, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Afal Pisha who noisen loy, you paid him. Einoy nimchaloy achi yevakish mimenu, or some have the girls achi yevakish mimenu mechila. Shnemer va'ato hashivesh esir shkinovi hu v'yispal batcho v'chiyei. Uminayin she'imloy mochaloy shuach zari, like what you were quoting, shnemer va'yispal avram elulikim v'yirpo lukim esavim melch. So in the Mishnah Bava Kama, the Lashon is, you have to be mevakish, which means mevakish mechila, like the Mishnah continues. V'imloy mochal yizach zari, mevakish mechila. Mechila normally sounds more like, you know, it's a chaloyistik. You're moichel, you're releasing something, you're forgiving something, you're letting go of a tviya, like by a mamanistik, a chayv. But on the other hand, in the Mishnah in Yuma Pehe, when it's talking about the kapar of Yom Kippur, it says, Aveira shebenadma makam, Yom Kippur is mechaper. But Aveira shebenadma chaveir, in Yom Kippur mechaper, ad sheyeratze es chaveir, until you appease chaveir. That sounds more like the objective is you need to appease him, you need to cool his hard feelings. So in each Mishnah on its own, you could be madchik. I mean, yesh lachker, when the Mishnah says, ad sheyiratze, does that mean that the objective, the etzem mitzvah is the ritzui, the, you know, being appeasing him and getting rid of the hard feelings? Or is the objective the mechila, but practically speaking, in order to get into be meichel, very often what it's going to require of you is, go appease him. He's not willing to be meichel you right away. But if he's not meichel you, so what you have to do is, you have to go be meratze in order to attain his mechila.
The Mishnah doesn't say Ashen
is Ratzah. Oh, so that's a good diak. The Prichadosh is Medayik, that if you did your duties to, you know, you like the Gemara says, you have to ask three times, and if after three times with bringing three people to me is not, then you're Pater. There, the Prichadosh says you're Pater, not time you're Pater, but then the Eibishter gives you a free slate anyways. Why? He said the Mishnah doesn't say Ad She Yis Ratzah Chaverim, but Ad She Yiratzah. You have to do your part. But even so, you still can clarify, what is your part? What are you aiming to do? Is your objective that you have to get rid of his hard feelings? If you did whatever you could do three times, then you're pater and you get the mechila. Or your objective is to get his mechila. Like, alam desha chalois din mechila. If it requires you to appease him in order to convince him to be meichel, then that's what you'll have to do.
How do you understand by mammon I could be meichel? Why would I be more chamer by
because mammon, by monetary thing, the aveira is not the hard feelings. Here, it's in order to, you know, where the pagam that you're seeking kapara for is that, you know, you were goyrim him Tsar, and you were gairim him, you know, you made a pirut, so it could be that what you need to do for the kapara is to be maser the avla that you did.
And if I broke his leg and I asked the mechila, his leg is not healed.
So there's two cheshbon. You need to pay him for the nezek, tsar, ripu, shevis, baishis, and besides for that, you know, you made him, you know, you caused him agmas nefesh, and you have to ask mechila for that.
But he could still be in pain and be mechal.
Oh, the physical pain?
Right.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But even more so, each Mishnah you can be madchik the Lashon, but the Shinei HaLashon bothers me even more. Why in the Mishnah Bava Kama, when it's talking about Tshuva in general, it says Achivakish, or Achivakish Mechila, and by Yom Kippur it says Achiratzen. You know, the Tiferes Yisrael, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Eruchin, he says that sometimes you have two Mishnayas that seemingly are expressing the same thing, but there's a subtle difference in the Lashon. He says, usually there's Pninim Yakarim, is the Lashon. There's Pninim Yakarim, there's precious pearls beneath each Shinei HaLashon. He says, sometimes we know we're stuck, and we could attribute it to the fact that they used to learn with a niggun, and sometimes they had to, you know, use the wording based on what would stem with the niggun that they used to use to help remember the Mishnayos. But he says usually that's not the go-to eitzah. He says usually we have to assume that there's pninim yikarim behind it when you see a shinu halashen in two apparently similar Mishnayos. Okay, so now Rabbeinu Bachaya says that by the Aveiro of Mechiras Yosef, it says in the end of Ayichi that the brothers were asked Mechila from Yosef, and it says, Vayidaber Alivam, he spoke to them very kind, very warm-hearted words. But then we find that because of the Aveiro of Mechiras Yosef, Chazal tell us that Oynesh of Asar Harugi Malchus happened. What happened? I thought they were Mevakish Mechila, and it seemed that they got a Ritzah, he spoke very warmly to them. So Zok Rabbeinu Bachaya says, it seems says they were mevakish mechila, but the pasuk never says that he was meichel them. So it seems he says that hayolahem ritzu mi Yosef. They had appeasement from Yosef. Yosef was appeased, and he was the achva and the shalom and the ava was restored. But afal pikin, he never did mechila to them, and because of that, it was still a tree on them that was kamus, that was, you know, held and put in storage, and that's why there had to be the einish of mechiras Yosef. So you see clearly from Rabbeinu Bachaya, number one, that there are two things: there's ritzu. And there's Mechila. What's the entity of Mechila beyond Ritzoy L'chayra? It means this concept that we're saying that you could be back at peace, but you still have a hold on his, you have a right to have a hold on his kapara until you're Meichlim, and you have to be Meichlim. And this is perhaps the, you know, the source for people who are Makbid. They go to Meratzes Chaveira, and the person says, yeah, it's fine, don't worry. And they say, please say that you're Meichlim. What's the anyway? Mechila doesn't need Dibur per se, but it could be that the idea behind it is what they're trying to make certain is that you're not just good with me now, you're not just, you know, you got rid of the hard feelings, but are you releasing that hold? Are you releasing that tviya? Are you being moichel the tviya? So you see from Rabbeinu Bachaya that ritzoy without a chalois din mechila, like a positive, you know, a chalois of mechila, a mais mechila, is not sufficient. But now, you could still clear. What about the opposite way around? If he wasn't this ras and he's still angry, but he says, I'm willing to let go of the tviya anyways, and I'm, you know, I don't want you to be nanash, and I'm willing to let go of my tviya despite my anger. Does that work? We said before from Rabbi Lapian, it seems that you need more than that. But it's not so pashut. There's a nidan in the Paiskim, a very, very fascinating nidan. I asked a few Talmidei Chachamim recently, and with very, very fierce differences of opinion about this. If, let's say, you did something bad to someone, and you asked him Mechila, and he told you Machalach. The next day, you meet him in Shul again, and he's giving you this angry face, and you say, what's the matter? I thought, didn't we make amends? But he says, I didn't really mean it. I felt stupid not saying that I'm Meichli, but I never really meant Mechila. I was just saying the words Nasaf of Alachutz, but I never really meant anything, you know? So, are you ready, Potter, because you got your Mechila, or not? You know, he never really meant it. In other words, with the Klal and Ganshas, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. Do you say that Mechila, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim? So many tell me, I said, why are you crazy? You're trying to be such a lamdin. Mechila is all, the whole thing is feelings in the heart. If he never was at peace with you, he's still angry. It's not a lumdish a thing, but it's not so pashit. Rebuving Grozovsky brings, there's a Sefer Zikron that has a kisveyad of Rebuving. He brings B'shem the altar from Kelm, from the biggest Bali Musar, a very lumdish perspective. He says, if someone says he's Moichel, and he didn't stipulate anything, even if he didn't mean it, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, and you got your Mechila, you're good to go. And in the Maisa Ish, the Anhagas of the Chaznish, he brings that Rabbi Zal Paterberger, the Talmud of Rabbi Sol Slanter, used to encourage people and to before Kol Nidre, he used to make a clap on the beam and say, everyone should say Beferish that they're Meichel anybody who did any wrongdoings to them, and then everyone will have Mechila. And even if they're not really, you know, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, you know, if you said it and you didn't stipulate, then you got Mechila. But there's no Seiser, because you said you're Meichel, you didn't say any. Here it's Seiser. I mean, that's called seiser, meaning if I said I'm selling you something and I didn't stipulate anything, and then I say I didn't really mean it, so that's a stira, because you said it. You said that you're selling. So you said you're meichel. Now you're saying I didn't mean it. That's seiser the dvarim shebelev. So from the biggest bali muster, we have the lamdashup and the talmidei Rabbi Sol Salanter, the author from Kelm, Bitzel Paterberger, and they're saying it's a lamdashup thing. And if you said it, it made the chalois and dvarim shebelev and dvarim. However, it's quoted in Reb Nissim Karelitz quotes from the Chazon Ish. You don't say Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, because the whole idea of Mechila is belief. You know, if in his leiv he wasn't, you know,
same wasn't Shebelev Einam Dvarim. It's not saying that he was Mechila. It's just not Nemar. People say he's not.
No, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim doesn't mean we don't believe him. There's Rais and the Gemara Kedushin and Tess and Afnun. We believe him 100%, but it doesn't matter, because when you're making a chalois and you said something, stomach, whatever you think in your heart can't manipulate it. So now, if you say like these Bali Musar, Dvarim Shabalev Einim Dvarim, that clearly shows that all you need is the chalois mechila. I just need to release my hold, my tzchus to be on you. But I don't need to be feeling unangry in my heart. But if you say, no, you don't say Dvarim Shabalev because it's cool to tell Belev, it's possible that the Havana and that is because you need to be Nisratza and you weren't Nisratza. And it could also be even in the lumdus of a Chalais Mechila, Yesh Laden Al Pibri Kivega and Simon Chav Gimel, if you say Dvarim Shabalev and Dvarim, but that's already a Dvarim Shabalev Shmuz.
Is it possible that you're too stubborn to Mechila? There's an actual Chalos, meaning a person says a Mochayu, there's also the person that has to get rid of
it. Maybe you need both. Maybe you need both.
That's the difference in the Jewish
Nice. But which one? So why is one saying one saying the other? I mean,
Well, the one in
Bava Kamma,
that's a din nezek. So
the
person has to, you know,
Lamaisa
say that
he's mochil.
The one in
Yom,
that's a din.
See,
mechila.
I hear that, but in the Mishnah, for the etzem mamon, you don't need that pakashas mechila. Okay, you know, the Rambam says if I stole from you, if I was mazik you, I don't need to ask mechila. The mechila in the chavala is for the emotional aspect in the chavala that I, you know, that I was mitzar you. Not the physical.
Right, it's not necessarily by mom. The din of Malakam is not necessarily told by mom. It's din by Mechila in general. You have to actually tell the person in multiple.
So in a normal case, regular case, now let's say I was chayvel in you, or I was... Are you saying that if it was coming from chavala, then you need the lamdash and mechila, but if it was just words of insult and not? Maybe, okay, maybe there's a... The Lashon in the Mishnah Yuma is not dafka insult. It's all it says, aveir shemeinado machaveir. It's not machalik between which type.
Are you saying there's a tzad that klapi shmaya, that there's no difference between somebody who was meichel b'chol lev?
Oh, there's for sure a difference. You're a better person if you were meichel b'chol lev and you got rid of your hard feelings. But I want to know, I'm just worried about myself, me getting my kapara.
Right, but
you're
saying
klav
ishmai, there's a tzad to say that...
Maybe we'll tweak it soon, but as of now I'm saying that, yeah. Believe it or not. Now, there's another shmuz in the Paiskim. If let's say someone did something wrong to another person, and the Nela, the one who was hurt, he said Tfilah Zaka, or before Kriyash Anlita. Anyway, said Rabbanu Shlom Harini Moichel Lachomi Shechata Kenegdi Bemegufi Manya V'loy Anish Shuma Adam Misibasi. So you know he is Moichel. You know he says Kriyash Anlita with the whole long Nusach every night, and you know he comes on time to say Tfilah Zaka. Do you have to go and be Mavakish Mechila from him or not? So on one hand, the Paliyayit presents it like a stira. The Gemara Megillah says that before Nuchoni Ben Akana was Marach Yamin, because before he went to sleep every night he was Moichel everyone. It seems that it just helps to be Moichel without them asking. But on the other hand, he brings a raya from the Gemara in Yuma Pei Zayin. The Gemara says a story where a certain tabach, a butcher, was mevazeh Rav, and he didn't come to ask Mechila on Erevim Kippur. So Rav went on Erevim Kippur, and he was mamti himself to the tabach, to present himself to the tabach, so the tabach will hopefully ask Mechila. And he did it, and the tabach disgraced him again, and he ended up dying. So Efrekta Pal Yoyetz, it seems, why was he coming to be mamti himself? Because he was seeking the good for that person. He wanted that person to get a Mechila, and he wasn't mevakeshu, he was mamti himself. Why do you have to be mamti yourself and put that person in a sakana of, you know, a kitrig that he again was mevazi? Just be moichel. Say Kriya Shema Amita and be moichel. So Zakta Palyoyitz, it seems from here that even though it's moil harbi, it must be that it helps a lot to just be moichel without him being mevakish, like you see from those Gemaras and Megillah. But it's not moil and gansin. His lashon is... I don't have the lashon here. But his lashon is, even though it's moil harbi, but still the person, the chayte, still has to do... He's mutol alav lasis ashaloy uloratzir says chaveren. So what's the Havan? If you already moichel him, so why is it mutl on him to do anymore? If you understand that all it is a lamdisha, a release of a schus tviya that you have, so once it's done, it's done. It's paka. It's non-existent anymore. But if you understand that that's not enough to just be mafkiya the chayv, you need to be maratzim, you need to work on the relationship to be meisur the sinna and the kpeda miliboy, then you could hear that already. Fine, he was moichel you, but it doesn't mean necessarily that he's fully erased any hard feelings, and with being maratzeh, and with going over to him and being machnir yourself and being mevakesh mechila, that might be what does the trick to smoothen out the relationship. Now, there are other pshatim there, I saw Moshe Shturmach, I don't have time to be marach like that, but there are other ways of being masber why, even after he was moichel you, you still have to go be mevakesh. I'll say it very quickly, I saw Moshe Shturmach is masber, that it could be the mechila between the Bein Adam and Chaveira is totally accomplished by him being moichel you. But you still need to get mechila for the Bein Adam L'Makam aspect, and the Bein Adam L'Makam aspect of the mechila has a tnai. Kosh Baruch Hu says, where your chait was that you were mashpil of someone else's kavod. So the tikkun that the Rabbanu Shalom requires includes that you should go and do a tshuvas hamishkol. You should go and be machnir yourself, mashpil yourself towards him. But that's for the cheshbon of the Rabbanu Shalom being meichel the ben adam l'makom chilek. But it could be a nechnami. For the ben adam l'chaveri aspect of the mechila, maybe it's fully accomplished by him just being meichel. So that's not a muach to karai. Now, in the Gemara in Yuma, why did Rav have to wait till Erev Yom Kippur? A whole year there's a mitzvah of tshuva and of being meichel someone else. So why did he wait till Erev Yom Kippur to yamzim himself? Why didn't he go right away? We'll get back to that. Now, there is a fascinating, slightly different mahalach than all the tzadim that we were presenting till now. That's from, till now we were talking about Talmidei Rabbi Saul Salanter, and Rabbi Saul Salanter himself. Part of this shtickle is very famous, but most of it's not, and it's fascinating. Rabbi Zal Petterberger wrote a sefer, Nesivas Ar, which is Hanhagas of his Rebbe Rabbi Saul Salanter. And he says over there that Rabbi Saul used to tell his Talmidim and Eitzah to work on the Midah of Kapdanus. The person's always makbet on what other people do to him. And Eitzah to work on that. And he says that Rabbi Yisrael said that when he was younger, he used this Eitzah for himself. He says like this. We find in Shas, a few places, it says like in the beginning of the sixth parak of Mitzia, Asaychus ha'umnen v'hitu zezeh, Einoy aleim ela tarumis. In certain cases, a person hired workers, and someone didn't act so yashustik, so erlich. So in certain cases, there's a chiv to pay money to compensate. And other cases, there's no chiv mamen. Ein lahem zel ze ela tarumis. The only thing they can have is complaints. K'peidem. Fact of Yisrael Salanter, what's negel halach is that there's no chayvus mamon. So just tell me there's no chayvus mamon. You don't have to tell me that I could either I'll have complaints or I won't. I'll have kpedis or I won't. Well, that's the Mishnah has to tell me. The only thing you can have is complaints. So it says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Vaistois, it's asr min hastam for a yid to have tarumas on another yid. It's asr. Maybe it's a chesaron of afterech. You can't have tarumas on someone else. You can't have kpedis on me, belibcha. Certain cases, the person did something to you that warrants in halacha. He doesn't owe you money, but that warrants. It gives you a zchus to have tarumas. Zchus tarumas. But he says, Zakr B'Sol Salanter, that's a zchus that the Torah gives you, allows you to have tarumas. The same way when you have a chayiv mamon, if someone owes you money, let's say a person owes you money, and you got up one fine morning, you said, I'm meichelin. If afterwards you change your mind and you collect your gazan gomer, it's already nimcha. You can't change your mind. So he says, by the zchus tarumas also, if you get up and you say you're meichelin, you were mevater that zchus, that God-given zchus to have tarumas, and now it's also to have tarumas. If you have tarumas, it's an oven pleli, it's a terrible sin. It's like being gaiva a chayv that was already nimchal. So he says, whenever someone does something wrong, you're angry at him, right away get up and say you're meichlin. And then you're stuck. Now you force yourself into a spot where it's also for you to have the tarumas. So you'll be forced to, you know, to quickly rid yourself of the tarumas. Now you have to be on the Bishol Salantas Madrega, maybe that once you made it asr avada, that's like a brick wall, you're not going to have tarumas. That's not going to be the best eitzah for me. But so from Rabbi Shlomo Salanter, you see a kula and a chumra. It's a kula that what he's saying is what's required to be meichel chaveroi is just, even if you're still angry at that point, but you could just be meichelim. It's like a mechilas chayiv. And now, because you're a meichelim, says Rabbi Shlomo Salanter, chumra kicks in. Now that you're a meichelim and he's good to go, you have no hold on him anymore. It's aser personally for your egen echeshbainis, for your own din. You're now, it's aser if you had to have tarumas in someone, unless you have a schust not tayur to have tarumas in him. And once you're mevater, you're meichel that schust, you can't have tarumas. So it's a kula that comes attached to a very, very stark chumra. Now, lamaisa, I mean, it seems the consensus is, the minig ha'olam is not to be chayshush for this, meaning the minig ha'olam is to be gracious and be moichel even if you're still having hard feelings, and not to be chayshush. That then you're worried about, but then I can't be moichel you because then I'm going to have an oven pleli. The minig is to be moichel even if there's still some resentment, but be moichel, at least release the claim. Now, avada l'chadchila, a person should work on himself to get rid of the hard feelings also, for two reasons. Number one, because some hold that is what mechila means. And number two, if you want to be chayshish for B'Sol Salanter, once you release the zchus, the tviya, now, according to B'Sol Salanter, it would be a very good eitzah tov for you to get rid of this sinner, because, you know, be chayshish for B'Sol Salanter. Now, Rebbe Lapian's Hanhaga, that took him 2 weeks, so everyone understands it, that it must be, he holds that what chaveira needs is that you should get rid of the sinner. It's not so muchach anymore. It could be. You know, he's a Talmud of the Alter from Kelm, who's a Talmud of Rabbi Saul Salanter, maybe he's from this Cheder. And of course, he could, for what the friend needs, I could just be Meichelim right away, no problem, be very gracious. But I can't do that if I'm not Meisu the Sinna Milibi first, because then I'm putting myself in a position where I'm over on the Isser Tarumas. Now, back to the Diuk of the Mishnah in Bava Kama and the Mishnah in Yuma say two different Lashonis. I want to be Matzia quickly, a Chiddush Gadol. And I'm not claiming that this is Muskim by all Rishayim and Achrayim. I admit that it's not. I just don't have time to show who it may work and who it may not work in. But perhaps there are two dinim over here. There's tshuva a whole year round, and there's the kapara of Yom Kippur. They may have different criteria. The Mishnah in Bava Kama is talking about tshuva all year round. Over there it says ad sheyavakesh, mevakesh mechila. The Mishnah discussing the kapara of Yom Kippur says ad sheyiratzeh. Till now we're saying maybe yiratzeh is just a chetimsa to get the mechila, and maybe mechila just means really we say maybe there's taka two different dinim. A whole year round, when you're doing tshuva, so there's a kapara of tshuva. Tshuva is mechaper for essays. So when you're doing tshuva, so all that you need for the Bein Adam HaChaver is maybe ad sheyavakesh mechila, and he should be moichel you. Release the claim, and then you have the kapara of tshuva. But Yom Kippur may have a different thing. And by Yom Kippur, there, to get the kapara of Yom Kippur, perhaps the objective is the ritzah itself. You need to try to smoothen out the hard feelings. Big nafkamina and a smuchen ledover is that the Sfasemis in Yuma Pezayin says that what happens if a person has hard feelings, he's upset at something you did, but you really didn't do anything asr. You had every right to do what you did, but he has tainus on you. It happens very often. You had a heter to do what you were doing. It was mutter for you to do. But l'maisa caused hard feelings to someone. He's angry at you. Are you mechuyev to go be meratzin? So says this Fasemis. I'm not going to get into the whole raya he has from the Gemara, from the story of Rav or of Chanina. He says, Vais tois on Erev Yom Kippur, even if the guy's tarumas are not betzedek, he doesn't really have a right to have to, but you have to go and be mefayas and be meratzin. Now, if mechila means the release of the tefillah that you have, the chayv that you have, the hold, then it doesn't make sense over there, because he has no hold on you. He has no right to have the tefillah. If it means ritzui, then you could hear that. But why would that be dafka Erev Yom Kippur? Elamai, there are two din. There are two din. A whole year round, you just need his release, the release of his chus tvi on you, of his hold on your kapara, and for that, that only makes sense where he has a right to have that hold on you. So if he has no, if it's not betzedek, you don't really need to do anything. But when it comes to the kapara of Yom Kippur, there is a din, you have to go mi meratza. You need the ritzui itself. It's an objective of its own. And therefore, Shaykh, even if the guy doesn't really have a right to have the tefillah on you, but you caused someone to have tefillah on you, you should go be meratzim in order to have the kapara of Yom Kippur. Now, why would this be? Why would it be? So why is Yom Kippur different than Tshuva? So there's a rush. The rush in Yuma, by those Gemaras, the Gemaras, a few Gemaras where someone did something wrong to someone else, and he came Erev Yom Kippur, and he's like, well, it's not the rush. Erev Yom Kippur, a person should go be mevakesh, mechil, be meratzis, chavir, because it's shteit ben pirkei der blazer. That the Malachi Asharas come to be Mekatrig and they come to HaKadosh Baruch and they say, this Ummah, I mean, we don't stand a chance against them. But they're like Malachi Asharas. There's no Achila, there's no Shtia, they're Yechefe Regal, the Ein Meriva Beinem, the Sima Shalom Beinem, like we say in the Davening, it's a Yom of Sima Shalom. So they can't be Mekatrig. So perhaps, now, why does the Rosh need this? Of course you need to be Mevakesh Mechila before Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper, like the Mishnah says, if you weren't Meratzah Chavir. So perhaps what he's saying is like this. There's another din, besides for you, there's a separate din what he's saying. Erev Yom Kippur, even though normally it just needs mechila, but because of this Pirkei D'Blazer, the gather of what's required for Yom Kippur is in order to achieve the Kapar of Yom Kippur, you have to shtel su to that segula of Yom Kippur of being b'shalom and making working that whatever period you caused b'in al machaveri, you should smoothen that out. And without shteling su to that and doing your part to be meratzes chaveri, you're not gonna be shayach to the Kapar of Yom Kippur. And that could be why Rav went to the Tabach on Erev Yom Kippur, because it could be he was meichel him by Kriya Shema Amita every night. So the mechila, the lamda shechalois mechila he had already. What was missing is the ritzoy, and that requirement of ritzoy beyond mechila was the special requirement for the kapara of Yom Kippur. Just finish quickly with a maisa. There's a maisa that's quoted. It's in the biography of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. It's the source of it is, you know, Reb Chaim's enoch, Reb Aaron Soloveitchik. He was the one who said over this maisa. That there was, again, a story with the butcher, but not back in Bavel with Rav, but in Brisk with Reb Chaim, when he was Rav in Brisk. There was a din Torah, and Reb Chaim tried to get the two parties to agree to Pshara, but the butcher insisted he wants to go with the din, he thought he would win, and Reb Chaim's bezdin was mechayvim 3,000 ruble. And the guy, when he lost the din Torah, was cursing Reb Chaim, Ritzeach, Gazlan, he was mevazim terribly. And Reb Chaim sat there, but it came to a certain point, the person's gidufim were so out of hand, Reb Chaim told him, Chatzuf Arois. Chatzuf, you get out. And with that, the guy left. Erev Yom Kippur, before Kol Nidre, Reb Chaim took his three sons, Reb Yisrael Gershon, Reb Moshe, and the Briskerov, who was 11 years old at that time. And he said, I want to go to the Schneider Shul, where the butcher davens, and be Mavakish Mechila for telling him, Chatzuf Arois. And I need three people to come with me, you know, because you have to ask three times in front of three people. If he's not Malachi, you run away. And they went, and they had already been saying, you know, Tfilah Zakor, maybe Kol Nidre, everybody's talis was over their heads, and Reb Chaim went up and down the aisles, bending down, looking at everybody's talis to find the face of the butcher until he spotted him. And he said, I'm sorry, remember by Chodesh Av, we had the Sichsach, and I told you, Chatzaf Arois, I want to ask Mechila. And the guy right then and there, by before Kol Nidre and the whole shul, he started screaming at Reb Chaim again, "You're a Ritzeach, you're a Gazlin, and I'm not going to be Meichel you unless you promise me after Yom Kippur you're going to bring me 3,000 ruble." Reb Chaim asked the Mechila three times in front of his three sons, and he told him, "Listen, the reason why I came to ask Mechila is not because I did anything aser to you. I had every right to respond like that, but there's a Midas Chasidus of Nelovim Ve'inam Olvim, and I feel bad that I wasn't Noeg that Midas Chasidus. And Erev Yom Kippur, there's a din that you should, even if the guy has no right to have tainus on you, you should be Maratza Chaver anyways to be Mar B'Shalom." That's what Reb Chaim told him. And he explained afterwards to his sons that this, he has a riot to that from a Gemara later on. But it seems like this Yisoid is already, you know, Reb Chaim, and we're just being Moisif on that, that it's not Stam that Erev Yom Kippur, you have to, you know, you have to go to more people, even the people that have no right to have tainus on you. But there's a lamdish difference. The whole year round, what you need is a Chalois Mechila, a release. Here, you need to be Maratza. And since the din is Ritzoy, it doesn't matter if you had a right to have the claim against you. To be Mar B'Shalom, Teshtal Zechtzu, to the Kapar of Yom Kippur, you have to do your part as much as you could to be Maratze. Again, if you did your part and he wasn't Meichel you three times, then you get, you know, you did your Bakashas Mechila, you did your Ritzoy three times, after Pri Chadash, then the Eibishter gives you the free pass because you did your part.